Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good people of God. Hallelujah. We thank and praise God, hallelujah, for that song this morning. Amen. Almost cut a step in here. Praise God. When the praises go up, the blessings come down. We know that when the praises go up, praise God, hallelujah. Glory to his name. God do supernatural things. Amen. Because why? Because we are praising him and who he is in our lives. Amen. Praise God. Knowing that he can do more, glory to God, than we could ever do. Hallelujah. So welcome, welcome, welcome to Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. You're on the air with Apostle Carolyn McNeil this morning. Amen. I thank God for you and you and you. Praise God. Thank you for allowing me to come into your home this morning. This is our Sunday morning service. Amen. Praise God. This is Pentecost Sunday today. Amen. Praise God. Well, we celebrate Pentecost Sunday. Amen. So I thank and praise God. Glory to God, because truly we need the Holy Spirit. Praise God. With that being said, let me pray. Let me pray. Let me pray before I get started. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let us pray. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you, God, for who you are in our lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, as we come, God, this morning, glory to God, glory to your name, Father. I pray, God, even now, God, that you will touch us from the crown of our head. Lord God, glory to God, to the soles of our feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, that you will cause a revival to us, yes, Holy Spirit, to come up in our soul this morning, Father God, because we know what the day represents, Father God. We know, glory to God, the power that you represent, God. We know, Father God, that you move through the earth, Father God. Glory to your name, Father. So, God, I ask that you have your way this morning. Glory to God, as I move out the way, that the power of the Holy Spirit take control this morning, Lord God. Take control of my mind, my thoughts, Lord God. Give me wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, oh, Father God, that only you can give, Lord God. Touch someone, Father God, this morning, Lord God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Lift someone up this morning. Glory to God. We thank you, Father, for what you're going to do, how you're going to activate, how you're going to move, and how you're going to empower us on this day. This is the day that you have made. You said we shall rejoice and be glad in it, Father. So we thank you, God, today, Father, in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This morning, amen, I want to talk to you about Pentecost Sunday this morning, amen, praise God. The importance, glory to God, hallelujah. Lord, I thank you for this day that you have made. You know, before I read the scriptures, amen, I just want to talk a little bit, amen, glory to God, about what the Lord is doing in our life and how the Holy Spirit and Pentecost, all those things, glory to God, tie in to ministry on today. Glory to God. We know when important people arrive in the state, we roll out the red carpet for them, welcome them and celebrating them. And so today we're going to welcome the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Glory to God. Have you ever been to a ceremony where glory to God, where high-ranking public figures are welcome, maybe, glory to God, the four-star general, or glory to God, the governor of the state. You know how, praise God, when everybody kind of like come together because there's someone important that's coming, glory to God, to the states, and maybe it could be the president of the United States. It is always amazing to me to see the activity surrounding the arrival of important figures to any area or when they visit a group of people. Everybody gets excited about what's happening. Amen. We find, praise God, people coming from all over. Amen. Glory to God to see. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So when we open the Bible this morning to second chapter of Acts, this is a story of Pentecost. Pentecost, this passage described the arrival of the Holy Spirit into the world. Jesus had promised that he would be sending, come on, people of God, a comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, and quoted, praise God, in John 14 and 26, whom the Father, come on, whom the Father will send in my name, he says, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Praise God. Hallelujah. And here at Pentecost is where the promise is made complete. Look at Acts, second chapter. The Bible says, glory to God, hallelujah, Jesus, we bless your name, we bless your name, we bless your name, God. In Acts 2, amen, it says, when the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place. And suddenly, come on, I want you to hear me. Suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. And divided tongues as of fire appeared to them, come on, and rested on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews and devout men from every nation under heaven. And at this sound, the multitude came together, and they were bewildered and confused, and because each one was hearing them speak in their own language. And they were amazed and astonished, saying, are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in his own native language? Parmenians, Medes, Elamites, and the residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, and Asia. All these they hear in another language. So if I'm speaking, come on, Holy Spirit, in a language that I know not of, the Bible says, and here, glory to God, can you imagine such a powerful experience? Because Jesus told them to wait in the upper room till they received the promise. And see, sometimes, amen, praise God, hallelujah, when Jesus speaks to us, he knows what he is saying till you receive the promise. Both Jews and the Pestilites, Crete and Arabin, we all hear them telling in their own tongues the mighty works of God. And all was amazed and perplexed, saying one to another, what does this mean? But others mocking said, they are filled with new wine. So here, praise God, when God does something in the lives of his people, amen, praise God, which is out of a norm, praise God, they feel like they're in a new, glory to God, new wine, amen, praise God, doing something, amen, glory to God, that they're not supposed to do, amen, praise God. We hear, praise God, glory to God, glory to God, see that something supernatural is happening, glory to God, hallelujah. So here in this passage to look on our first Sunday of June, because this is exactly what we need to be seeing on this day in our service throughout the year. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. We need to see this, people of God. We need to see the power of the Holy Ghost. We need to see God moving in our lives. Amen. Glory to God. In a supernatural way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We need to see God moving in a mighty way. Glory to God. So we thank God, hallelujah, that he has given us the Holy Spirit. He has given us the comfort that we know how, glory to God, to live. It guides us. It protects us. It shields us. It leads Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we thank God today, amen, that we're looking at a revival coming in our lives, even on today, praise God. I don't know about you, praise God, but we need a revival in our life. We need to see the Holy Spirit descend on us here and move in our community. I pray this morning that we will walk away with a greater understanding of who the Holy Spirit is and what it means in our community, in our home, in our family. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Home, wherever we are and how we meet our challenges that lay before us. Glory to God. Because we all have challenges in life. But Jesus said, glory to God, it's expedient for me to go to the Father to send back the Comforter. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. To us. Amen. Praise God. So what he's saying, it was important for me to leave, to go back to my Father, to send you back something that will keep you comfort, that will help you along the way. The first observance that we take away from this passage is that upon introduction of the Holy Spirit, the people came together. My God, I give you glory. At the beginning of the story in verse 2, we find the disciples and the 12, glory to God, disciples, the 12 disciples gathered together, and we're not told particularly where exactly they are, but they came together. Come on, people of God, they came together. Glory to God, glory to God. Have you ever been to church and glory to God, and everybody really come together? They didn't come to find out what you had on. They didn't come to find out the best hat. They didn't come to find out the best shoes. They didn't come, glory to God, to find out who had on what, praise God, who's important, who's the greatest in the kingdom. They came, glory to God, hallelujah, because Jesus said, come up here, glory to God, wait for the promise, amen. They was particularly set on one thing, receiving what Jesus wanted them to have. I receive what Jesus want me to have. You receive what Jesus wants you to have. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So what happens here, the 12 disciples, glory to God, devout men from every nation under heaven, glory to God. We find that the devout men, praise God, these devout men means having or showing deep religious feelings and commitment, total commitment to a cause or belief. When the Bible says a person is devout, that person is careful to fulfill the religious duties. Come on, somebody. They still men and women, amen, out here, praise God, that wants to do the will of God. They were very careful to fulfill the religious duty, amen. Amen. Praise God. This isn't a person that is half-hearted. They aren't the person that shows up to church just on Easter and Christmas. Come on, somebody. It isn't even the person that shows up at church every Sunday morning. Glory to God. To be devout in our faith means that we are all in. Amen. Praise God. We are all in. Amen. Praise God. So Cornelius, respected Jewish belief and custom, including the foods and the law and the special day. We know, praise God, that he was a devout man, praise God. He was careful, amen, to do what God has called him to do. All over the world, there are worshipers of the most holy God dwelling in Jerusalem. Then the Spirit moves. Come on, people of God. Then the Spirit moves. And at the sound, the multitude came together, and they were bewildered. They was confused because each one was hearing them in their own native language. That's just like me, glory to God, going to a land, a foreign land. God opens my mouth, begin to speak in another language, and I'm speaking their language. They understand, but I didn't understand because that's the Spirit of the living God. See, God is a supernatural God. He will open up your mouth at the appointed time. Each of these devout men and people gathered together at the sound of the Holy Spirit rushing in. Isn't it amazing how people will flock to see someone of importance? My God, I give you glory. Hear the devout people that are in Jerusalem here, the sounds of the Holy Spirit rushing in. They flock to see it, and they find other believers gathered together to praise God and to tell of his greatness. We need to be a people that gathers together to praise God. Come on, Holy Spirit, and also need to be a people that gathers together to seek the Lord's face. Come on, Holy Spirit. Jesus said in Matthew 18 and 20, for where two or three are gathered in my name, come on, Holy Spirit, there am I among them. When we open our mouth and we start talking about Jesus, glory to God, Jesus really shows up. Glory to God. When two or more are gathered in Jesus' name, it is something inside and something of power, just like you and me on this line this morning. We are gathered together. I'm quite sure I had more than two or three. Praise God. Hallelujah. But something of power and of hope. We need to be a people that come together to seek the face of God. Hallelujah. A lot of times people say, oh, you just a holy roly. Oh, you just too much into God. But they don't know, praise God, that God is the one that's going to help you get to the next level in life. God is the one, amen, glory to God, that stick closer than a brother. The Holy Spirit is the one that comforts you when you're sad. The Holy Spirit is the one that helps you, amen, to get healed, delivered, and set free. The Holy Spirit is the one that guides you to all truth, amen. The Bible in Hebrews 10 and 25 says that, says not to neglect to meet together with other believers. This is a principle that we need to exercise today. If you want to be a part of something in God that's big, amen, praise God. If you want to be a part of something very powerful, if you want to be see the Spirit move through here today, praise God, even this year, do not neglect the opportunity for worship. There are different types of worship service available, amen, conform to accommodate your needs as believer. Just like we're on the radio, praise God. Distance is not a barrier. Do not neglect the God together with other believers. The second observation is from the passage of the Holy Spirit is that the people are telling the mighty works of God. They are talking about God. Both Jews and Pestilites, the Arabics, amen. We hear them telling in their own tongue the mighty works of God. And all were amazed and perplexed, saying one to another, what do this mean? Here the people were proclaiming the great works of God. Here they're rejoicing with excitement. They had all gathered together. They found that there were other proclaiming the wonderful works of God. Many times people get focused on the idea of the people speaking in tongues. Come on, Holy Spirit. And this is important because what we see happening is that the people of God is being able to communicate at this time the gospel to all people, regardless of what language they speak. It was a point in time, people of God, and we'll still yet celebrate the day of Pentecost when God, the Holy Spirit, came down. But this is a minor compared to what was being said. Today, we speak through many different means, amen, while we can spend all of our time marveling at the method that we have of communication. The most important element is what is being said and at the same time what is true here. Amen. Glory to God. It is notable that the people were speaking in other tongues. We understand that. But what was being said is much more important. They were telling of the mighty works of God, that God had sent his own son to die on the cross to pay the penalty of sin, that Jesus rose from that grave for our justification, defeating Satan in his plans to doom humanity in an eternal spiral of sin. The Holy Spirit came to be a counselor and a comforter to us, to help us through this life and to speak the message of hope to the world. These are the mighty works of God. This message is to focus our attention and worthy to spread throughout the world as we seek to be filled with the Spirit in our own lives. Give credit where credit is due. God is doing wonderful things in our lives. Oh, come on, people of God. We may not even see the miracles that are happening right before our eyes. We need not to be shy about praising God for these miracles. A lot of times we be secret Christians. We praise them in the house. We won't praise them outside. We won't lift up the name of Jesus. We won't say nothing. We sometimes praise God. People be secret Christians, amen, afraid to say the Lord Jesus Christ or mention the name of Jesus when you are different in different settings, amen, praise God. But don't you know that God and the Lord Jesus is not a secret person, amen, praise God. He said, as you praise me openly, come on, Holy Spirit. See, we got to understand that we have to praise him openly for the things that he's done in our lives, just not to the Christians and I'm a Christian and you're a Christian and I'm going to praise him with you, praise God, hallelujah. How about the ones that don't know who he is? Come on, Holy Ghost. Are you ready, amen, to lift up the name of Jesus? They waited to lift up the name of Jesus. They couldn't wait to speak the name of Jesus. Examine our lives. God brought you here for a purpose. I'm sure of it. Praise God for it. But you are here, and it's by no accident. We need to be a people that looks at the circumstances and see God's hand at work. Come on, people of God. We look and we see God's hands at work. Have you ever taken this setback 1 minute? Praise God and see the hand of God in your life. See what thing that looked impossible and he made it possible. Come on, people of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You find this passage, amen, that they was mocking and disbelieved. When they found out, praise God, that they got filled and everybody came rushing in, praise God, finding out what was going on because they heard the noise and heard, glory to God, what was going on. They came and they said, praise God, these people must be full with new wine. Praise God. Hallelujah. Here come the critics. Amen. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Mocking disbelief. But others said, they are filled with new wine. They are always those who mock and discourage the movement of the Holy Spirit. You may be doing it now after I ask you to look at the circumstance and see God's hands at work. We are sometimes a critical people. Sometimes this is not a bad thing. We need to constantly check and recheck our beliefs and allow ourselves to be redefined or refined. Amen. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. This is who we are, and why should we be surprised when others mock us? Come on, people. We need to expect others to mock and with disbelief. This shouldn't come to surprise you in any way. Our strategy needs to be that we are ready to have an answer. Are you ready to have an answer when somebody asks you about the name of Jesus? When God, glory to God, puts you in a place, amen, praise God, and they ask you, why are you saved? Glory to God, glory. Are you ready to have an answer? The Bible says in 1 Peter 3:15, but in your heart, honor Christ the Lord as holy. Always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you. Yet, do it with gentleness and respect. Come on, Holy Spirit. When we are ready to give an answer, we know the answer to the question. We have already been the auditor. Come on, Holy Ghost. We have already asked the question and found the answer. Does this mean that you have have to have it all figured out. No, it doesn't mean that you have to have it all figured out. We will never have it all figured out. That is why we call it faith, because we don't have it all together. Come on, people of God. Something we must simply believe that it is true, but we can give an answer. Come on, to the hope that is within us, that the hope is in Christ. So don't be discouraged by those who mock and disbelieve because you serve the Lord Jesus Christ. We, glory to God, glory to God, we should expect that there will be mockers and unbelievers. They, by the way, are not the enemy. Come on. As a community of believers, we need to be a people to proclaim the great things that God is doing and that we will face opposition. Come on. When you start talking about Jesus sometime, praise God, how about say, what about Sunday? You're going to face opposition. Glory to God. Some will think that we are drunk and crazy. Our job is to stay the course and to cling to the hope of Jesus Christ. That's what, glory to God, that he teaches. This teaches us as well that there will be challenges in life. Simply the fact that we have the Holy Spirit does not guarantee a smooth sailing. Come on, people of God. You know, somebody said to me one time, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, I pay my tithes, I go to church, I pray, I fast, I do all these things. I don't know why these things are happening to me. Praise God, glory to God, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God. God says, glory to God, I'm no respecter person, people of God, glory to God. That means that you're going to go through some things, amen, praise God, that you're never going to understand. But know that you have the comforter with you to get you through to what you're going through, amen, praise God. I don't know why they felt like, glory to God, that they was the greatest I am, praise God, glory to God, glory to God, not supposed to go through none, praise God, hallelujah. If you look at Joseph and everybody else's life, amen, they went through something, glory to God. There will be challenges. We should expect them. That doesn't make our faith less true. The Holy Spirit had rushed through this group of people. The people were speaking in other languages, but there were still those who mocked. Their mocking didn't make the event less significant nor less true. We will face challenges, but that doesn't make the fact that the Holy Spirit holds us in the hand less true. We need to expect the challenges and the mockers, come on, and the unbelief and cling to the faith that we hold on so dear to. On that Pentecost day, the devout were filled with the Holy Spirit. They came down from heaven, come on, to dwell in their lives. We have seen this morning that his arrival was met with believers coming together. The proclamation of the great works of God and the residence of the mockers. See, anything good happens, amen, praise God, here comes the disbelief, here comes the mockers, amen, praise God. What difference is the arrival of the Holy Spirit going to make in your life? Are you going to look at the opportunity to gather with others? Are you going to proclaim the great works of God in your life? Are you going to face the challenges with the faith of hope that you can have an answer for? Praise God. Or are you going to let today pass like every other Sunday? The Bible teaches that the Holy Spirit is active in our world today. He creates, he gives life. He reproves, he comforts, he helps our infirmities, he teaches us, he guides us, he sanctifies us. Come on, Holy Spirit. He does all these things for us. Welcome, Holy Spirit. He dwells in the lives of believers of Jesus Christ. He can be active in our lives as well. We see how to receive the Holy Spirit in our lives. Amen. Praise God. Listen what Peter says. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because the Bible says Peter, he just stood up. Now, listen. Peter had been unstable leader. Jesus, during Jesus' ministry, letting his bold manners, come on, be his downfall. Even denying that he knew Jesus. Come on, Holy Spirit. But Christ had forgiven and restored him. This was a new Peter. Come on, I'm talking to the new ones now today, praise God. Humble but bold. His confidence came from the Holy Spirit, who made him a powerful and a dynamic speaker. Have you ever felt as if you made such a bad mistake that God could never forgive or use you? No matter what sin you have committed, God promised to forgive you. You're useful for the kingdom. Allow him to forgive you and use you in an effective way. Hallelujah. The Bible says, oh my God, I give you glory. It says here in Acts, the second chapter, verse number 14, it says, but Peter, standing up with the 11, he raised his voice and said to them, men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you. Come on, Holy Spirit, and take heed to my words. For these are not drunk, as you suppose, since it is only the third hour. It's only 9 o'clock, come on, in the morning. But this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. Hi, yes, Holy Spirit. Peter broke down something. He said in verse number 38, he said, Peter said to them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. To receive the Holy Spirit, we must receive Christ first. We do that because first understanding that we are all sinners. Come on, Holy Spirit. We all have fallen short of the glory of God. Come on, Holy Spirit. Sin is anything you think, say, and do that makes God unhappy. Come on, people of God. And we all do this. Next, we must understand that there is a penalty for this sin. And come on, my God, I give you glory. That is death. Because of our sin, we deserve death and hell. But guess what? However, Christ died on the cross to pay the penalty for our sins. He died in our place. Come on, people of God. That is how your sins are forgiven and wiped away. Simply but accepting the payment of our own sins. Simply by accepting the payment as your own. And you can do that this morning, right where you simply are right now. Simply trust in Christ to be the provider of forgiveness of your sins. And Peter said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sin, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Here we find, amen, glory to God. When Peter began to speak and he stood up, praise God, the Bible says, but this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. It says, and it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. And on my men servants, on my maid servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy. I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. We already see the signs of the time. The sun shall turn into darkness and the moon into blood. We didn't get there yet before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass, he said, that whatever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. He said, men of Israel, hear the words of Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested by God to you by miracles, wonders, signs, which God did through him in your, come on, in your midst. As you yourself know him, being delivered by the determination, purpose, and the foreknowledge of God, you have taken by lawless hands, have crucified and put to death, whom God raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be held by it. For David says concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is at my right hand, that I may not be shaken. Therefore my heart rejoiced, and my tongue was glad. Moreover, my flesh and also will rest in hope. For you will not leave my soul in hell. Come on, somebody. Nor will you allow the Holy One to see corruption. Peter was standing up. He was speaking the word of God. You have made known to me the ways of life. You have made me full of joy in your presence. Ha, my sequoia basanda. Men and brothers, he said, let me speak freely to you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his tomb is with us to this day. Therefore, being a prophet, he says, and knowing that God has sworn with an oath to him, come on, that of the fruit of his body, according to the flesh, he will raise up Christ to sit on his throne. He, pursuing this, spoke concerning the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, nor did his flesh see corruption. Glory to God. Preach him. The Bible says, this Jesus God has raised up, of which we are all witness. Therefore, come on, therefore, being exalted to the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit. He said he poured out that which you now see and hear. For David did not ascend into heaven, but he said to himself, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. Listen, people of God, hallelujah. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. The Bible says, when Peter began to speak the word of God, my God, he stood up. He was powerful. He was dynamic. He spoke glory to God. He let them know who Jesus was. He was speaking in boldness, people of God. My God, I give you glory. When the Spirit of the Lord come upon you, you shall receive power. My God, I give you glory. Now, when they heard this, they was cut to heart because he was preaching glory to God. Have you ever been in a service, amen, praise God, and somebody preaching, you just tossing and turning because you know that word is hitting you back and forth. It is beating you down until you get it right. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Bible says, and Peter said to, he said, and the rest of the apostles, he said, men and brothers, what shall we do? Then Peter said to them, here it goes, repent, repent. Oh, shatoda basanda, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Who is God talking to today? Glory to God. The promise is to you and to your children, he says, and to all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God will call. Here come the important part. When Peter began to preach the word of God, my God, I give you glory, under the power and the unction of the Holy Spirit, because it's not us that preaches, but it's the Spirit that preaches through us. Amen. Praise God. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. Glory to God. He said, all you got to do, amen, is study my word. All you got to do is do right. Praise God. And he said, I will stand up on the inside of you. The power stood up on the inside of glory to God of Peter. And the Bible says, and with many other words, he testified and exhorted them, saying, be saved from your perverse generation, he said. Then those who gladly received his word were baptized, and that day about 3,000 souls were added to them. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship. See, praise God, we got away from doing those things. We so, glory to God, so separate in the body of Christ. We find glory, my sequel of our thunder. Glory to God, the enemy coming together to do what they want to do. But we come, amen, praise God. Many of the Christians now are fighting one another. Who is the greatest in the kingdom of God? The same thing that Jesus taught them early on. Do not think that you're the greatest in the kingdom of God. Glory to God, my gifting, amen. We are all given a different measure of gifting, praise God. We are all given, praise God. If we read the Bible, every one of us have a different gift in the body of Christ. There's no need to fight. There's more room for everybody, praise God. See, they knew that, praise God, because why? The they said they went forward in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and breaking of bread and the prayer, praise God. Then fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles. Now all who believe were together. They wasn't separate. They was together. I'm not supporting you. I don't want to be with you. I hear your word. I want to snatch and grab your word. And that's it. Praise God. Glory to God. But they was together, people of God. They was not separate. They came together. And this is what God is saying today at the day of Pentecost. He wants us to come together. He wants us to pray together. He wants us to preach together. It says so much division in the body of Christ. Praise God. And they said, the Bible says, and they had all things in common and sold their possessions and goods and divided among them as anyone had need. See, the thing about it, praise God, people done got so selfish in the body of Christ. We go to church and you know Sister Silky don't have nothing to eat, but you're going home to eat a plate of fried chicken, but you never ask Sister Silky, can I take you and buy you some food? See, we got to get out of the selfish thing, or praise God, they might don't have something, amen, praise God, to pay their bills, but we don't ask nobody. We just assume that God given us our blessing just for ourselves, but that is not the case. Amen. They took care of the ministry. They took care of the people. Come on, people of God. They were together. Glory to God. Glory to God. And I'm not telling you, praise God, to give all that you have, but help the body of Christ. Amen. Praise God. Who is your covering? Are you helping them? Praise God. My stakeholder, my son. Are you helping the ministry that you're in? Or you're just going to go and you're going to peel off $2 and give the church, amen, and the lights have to keep flicking on and on, but you're going there to eat. Come on, somebody, that's not right. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Yes, we eat the word because God has set a preacher and a priest after his own heart. Listen, Peter was preaching. It's not that he wanted the money, but he knew that, praise God, that other people did not have what they need. So all the apostles came together. They disputed, glory to God, and talked about it, and they just did what they had to do for the people. Whoever had a need, they took care of the need. So here, people of God, so continually, daily, with one accord in the temple and breaking the bread from house to house. They went from house to house. I asked God, what happened, praise God, that he said, have, praise God, Bible study in the house. But a lot of times, praise God, we got people in the house that don't want the Bible in the house. Come on, somebody. We'll only take it on Sunday. But glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Is there somebody left? Is there a remnant left that God is looking for to raise up an altar for his people? Is there somebody left, praise God, that God has filled, amen, praise God, Holy Spirit, glory to God, to have you to do something for a ministry, to uphold the ministry. If God asking you to do something, go to the orphanage, go to the widows, do something for God. He has filled us with his gift. He has filled us with his glory. He has given us the Holy Spirit. He has given us the Comforter. What can we give back to the Lord? My God, I give you glory. So here, praising God and having favor with all people. And the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. We find that when they got filled with the Holy Spirit and got to do the work of the Lord the way God wanted them to do it, the church was an overflow. When they began to see the signs and wonders and miracles that Peter was doing, praise God, because if you take a look at what Peter was doing, hallelujah, glory to God, people was coming, even the shadow of the apostles, they were saying they were healed in the name of Jesus. There was such a power of the Holy Spirit because they all came together on one accord. They didn't come to judge the word. They came, praise God, they came, praise God, because the Spirit of God was there. My God, I give you glory. Are we here in the presence of God? Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. When Peter stood up, praise God, the one that they counted out, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. The one that backslid, praise God, the one that Jesus told to go back and get him, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. Peter showed up at the upper room waiting for the promise. My God, I give you glory. He was the one, praise God, that stood up with boldness. He was the one, amen, that stood up for Jesus. He was the one that preached the word of God. He was the one, amen, that God used to draw souls, amen, praise God. The Bible says even when you go to the other part, when Peter began to preach the word of God, the Spirit of God fell on the people, they begin to start speaking in unknown tongues because the power that rests upon him, praise God. Are we ready, people of God? God did not count you out. Whatever you have done in life, praise God, that was not of God, my sake. Don't hold yourself in bondage. Come back in power. Come back in the world. Yes, Holy Ghost. Sometimes, praise God, God has to take us down in order to bring us back up, people of God. The Holy Spirit is at work. It's the Holy Spirit at work in your house. It's the Holy Spirit work at your community. It's the Holy Spirit work at your church. It's the Holy Spirit work, and glory to God, in your presence right now. You're carrying the Spirit of God. Don't get it twisted, people of God. When you got saved, praise God, something happened to you, but it was a supernatural thing. When you allow the Holy Spirit to come on in the inside, what are you entertaining? Glory to God. You got to understand that you have Jesus on the inside. There's a piece of him on the inside. Don't glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Don't mess up, glory to God, what God has placed on the inside of you. Whatever you watch, he's watching. Whatever you're doing, he's doing. Glory to God. Glory to God. And the Bible says, even when David says, Lord, please do not take the Holy Spirit away from me. When David was messing up, people of God, glory to God, glory to God, we go back to scripture. He said, God, please, whatever you do, I know I messed up. I know, glory to God, glory to God. But one thing, please don't do. Don't take the Holy Spirit away from me. That is my comforter. That is my guide. Glory to God, glory to God. That's the one that speaks to me. When I, glory to God, when I'm going down the road of Isaiah, the wrong way, he knew, glory to God, what the power meant. Do you know what the power means, people of God? This is the day that the Lord has made. This is his presence today. Practice his presence. Know who lives on the inside of you. Through your eye gates, he watches you. Through your walk, he watches you. The Holy Spirit is all over. My God, I give you glory. Whenever you say out your mouth, he hears. My God, I give you glory. Lord, please don't take the Holy Spirit away from me. Cause a revival to take place in the community. Cause a revival to take place in my home. Cause a revival to take place in my husband. Cause a revival to take place in the wives of the Lord. Cause a revival, glory to God, to come forward in our health. Cause a revival to come forward. See, when everything, when the Spirit of God shows up, it comes with a revival. It comes to wake us. It comes to shake us. It comes to let us know that the Spirit of the living God is present. Come on, people of God. We got to understand, praise God, my sake, what a Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, the Holy Spirit is what carried Peter. The Holy Spirit is what carried, glory to God, all the apostles when they did the work of God. He said, when you open your mouth, he said, I will teach you all things. I will give you what to say in the self same hour. Come, Holy Spirit. Activate Holy Spirit in our lives today. Today. It's Pentecost Sunday, people of God. Come on, let's practice his presence today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let us repent and be baptized again under the power and the unction of the Holy Spirit. We receive the gift of the power that comes from heaven. Jesus said, Jesus told him, I know I'm walking with you. I know I'm with you, but I can't be with you always. I've got to go to the Father. It's very important that I send back the Comforter for my people. You have the Comforter, people of God. You have the love of God. Yes, Holy Ghost, shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto you. My God, I say thank you. Come on, people of God. Let God have his way. Let us have a Pentecost day, a day of power. What power are you packing? Glory to God. Is it the Holy Spirit? Glory to God. What is it that you're packing today? Do you have the Holy Spirit? Walk with him. Talk with him. Know who he is, people of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. He was so good to us that he went, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Raised on the third day with all power in the hand. The same power, glory to God, that raised Jesus from the dead. We have the same power, but you got to understand the power that you have. My God, I give you glory. We thank you, praise God today. Hallelujah. Because they went on. They went on to do signs, wonders, and miracles, gathering the people. Hallelujah. No matter where they was at, hallelujah, they talked about the goodness of the Lord. You have been empowered today with the power of the Holy Ghost, the power of the Holy Spirit to do the work. Practice his presence. I pray today that you will have a fresh encounter with the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, we thank and praise God on this day, on this Pentecost Sunday. We bless and praise God that the power that he has given us is dunamis power. We have to understand what God has really blessed us with. I think a lot of us don't know how powerful is the Holy Spirit and what he can do. He leads you. He guides you. He protects you. He heals you. He does all those things. We thank God today for what he has done on this line today. We thank God for Pentecost Sunday. I thank God for you, you, and you for allowing me to come into your home today. You have been on, amen, Reign of Glory Revival Ministry with Apostle Calvin McNeil this morning. If you desire to bless the ministry, amen, glory to God, hallelujah, you can do so. You could also reach me at 302-883-9799. Again, if you'd like to speak to me, you can reach me 302-883-9799. Hallelujah. We thank and praise God for this Pentecost day. Thank God for his power. We thank God, hallelujah, for all that he is doing in our lives. I'm going to pray, amen. Don't forget, people of God, Rise and Grind will be on. Rise and Grind for Jesus will be on tomorrow at 6 p.m. with Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil. Will be on Monday at 6 p.m. He's been doing some also teaching on prayer. Awesome. Amen. Praise God. It's a blessing. Amen. To take us deeper into our prayer life. Amen. So with that said, let me just pray. Amen. Let us pray. Happy Pentecost Sunday, everyone. This is the first Sunday, amen, of June. Amen. So I thank God for you, you, and you. I thank God for all the ones that has been sowing into the ministry. Amen. Praise God. On next Saturday, amen, I have my first women's meeting here in Bend, Oregon. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Y'all keep me in prayer. Amen. As God do his thing. Amen. Praise God. So keep me in your prayers. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we thank you. We bless your name. We give you glory, Father. We thank you for what you have said on today. We thank you for your word today, God. We thank you for moving by your Holy Spirit in the lives of your people, God. We just ask, Lord God, that you'll continue to touch them from the crown of their head to the very soles of their feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray, God, that you will cause a revival to take place first and foremost in our lives. Cause a revival, God, in our communities, our churches, Lord God. Send the Spirit of the living God. To fill the temples, Lord God. Ha, yes, Holy Spirit. Have your way today, God. Fill their homes with your Shekinah glory, Father. We thank you, Father, for the movement and the power of the Holy Ghost. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory, with exceeding joy. So the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you all. Amen and amen and amen. I have a song. Thank you for joining me on this day. Jesus loves you, and so do I.